USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. There were questionable moves made by top people in the FBI surrounding January 6th. That's the assertion from several documented whistleblowers who testified before the House Republicans Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government. Former FBI Special Agent Steve Friend says,
in addition to an indefinite unpaid suspension, the FBI initiated a campaign of humiliation and intimidation to punish and pressure me to resign.
He said those investigations deviated from standard practices. There's more confidence being expressed now about the prospects for a debt ceiling deal by next week. The U.S. Senate is going ahead with its scheduled recess. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he'll call senators back within 24 hours' notice to take a vote. Congress must pass a debt ceiling increase by the first week of June or risk a default. Montana's governor says he's not too worried about groups that would oppose his new ban on TikTok.
We've looked at it from all facets, and we believe we're going to stand up and protect the people here in Montana. I think that's what Americans want, and we've taken this decisive action to do so.
Governor Greg Gianforte signed legislation to ban TikTok from operating in the state this week. A group of TikTok users has filed a lawsuit to block the ban. More Americans are testing positive for marijuana after workplace accidents than ever in 25 years, a report from Quest Diagnostics shows. And Wendy's is testing an underground robot system to pick up your orders.
The fast food company is partnering with Pipe Dream, a hyperlogistics company. The instant pickup portals will be next to parking spots, and robots will carry meals underground to customers' cars. The company also announced earlier this month that is teaming up with Google to add AI to the menu to answer customer questions and take their orders. I'm Dave Collins.
This is USA News.
Text enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321-321. That's PRIDE to 321-321.
Migrants are being moved from a New York City school gym after parents protested the decision to hold them there. The incident turning into a flashpoint of the immigration surge in the U.S. Parents at PS 188 in Coney Island say they were never informed of New York City Mayor Eric Adams' plan to house the migrants there and immediately began protesting in front of the school. Adams soon backed off the plan and moved the migrants to a temporary shelter. The smoke from massive wildfires in Canada is impacting U.S. skies and driving conditions. National Weather Service meteorologist Dylan Dodson explains how the smoke's able to travel more than 1,000 miles.
You always see those plots of the jet stream and the winds aloft. It gets kind of caught up in that, and then it just kind of drifts down to wherever that flow is at the time. So it just so happens that Iowa's within that, and it's drifting down into us.
Residents in Seattle, Pittsburgh, Chicago, the Twin Cities, Bismarck, Topeka, Kansas, and Pendleton, Oregon, and elsewhere are being warned of the smoke. And Nike is removing Memphis Grizzlies star Ja Morant's sneakers from its website after he was shown holding a firearm in a social media video for the second time in less than 2 months. Morant was seen holding a firearm in an Instagram Live video last weekend just after having been suspended 8 games for an Instagram Live video in which he appeared to be holding a firearm in a Denver nightclub. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.